Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be your host today along with Brigitte. This show is our special Festival of the Christ meditation for 2022, so we'll have more on that here with Brigitte in a couple minutes. As you all know, due to the ongoing global circumstances we've had for the past couple years, we've been offering our show here once or twice a month in place of the in-person events we normally hold over at our center in New Jersey. So if you'd like to stay informed about our future radio shows, and at some point down the line, in-person events and expos that we're going to be involved with, please feel free to sign up for our monthly email newsletter on Brigitte's website, and that is www.lightbridge101.com. Most of our shows, likely like this one, have been pre-recorded, so normally we'll email the link out to everyone a day or so after we've recorded the show. So with that, I'd like to again give out the website info. Again, to find out more about Brigitte and the services she offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And to find out more about me and the music recordings that I offer, you can visit my website at www.mikesnydercc.com. On my site, you can find music that I've done over the years and previous recordings of classes Brigitte has offered for many years, and all the links to both this radio show and ones we had done with Voice America a few years back. So with that, I'd like to introduce Brigitte.
Hello, everybody. It's so nice to connect with all of you at this time of the Festival of the Christ, at the first full moon, not the first full moon, but the first full moon leading to the full moon in Taurus. The full moon in Taurus is kind of a center point. That's the festival of Buddha descending to Earth into the Wesak Valley to usher out the new energies of enlightenment. And the full moon before that, which is always right around Easter, is known as the Festival of the Christ. And of course, it is around that time where we have Good Friday, the crucifixion of the Christ, the death of the Christ, and then afterwards following his resurrection. So there's a lot of meaning to that in application to our own personal lives. And I'm sure Saint Germain will talk about that in a little bit in more detail. But there are three sacred holidays that are celebrated by the Hierarchy of Light and all those walking on the path of enlightenment. And that is the Festival of the Christ, which is right now at this full moon. Then the Wesak Festival, which is at the full moon in Taurus, which is the next full moon. And then the third festival is the Festival of Humanity, is all about allowing the divine will to work with us and through us to bring heaven to earth. And when we really look at these three festivals, they symbolize the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, and they really symbolize what we deeply desire to achieve. The Festival of the Christ is about love, a deeper kind of love, an all-encompassing love, an unconditional love. Even so, as humans, unconditional love is almost impossible because we are in form, but we are still working so much and opening our hearts up to let go of old wounds and old memories, to celebrate and experience a different kind of love, a love that is filled with joy and happiness and laughter, and especially a form of lightheartedness. And in these times that we are living now, lightheartedness is not easy to come by with the war in the Ukraine and and with the pandemic and the virus not going away, and there are so many areas on the earth where there's so much trouble, whether there's starvation or mudslides or earthquakes or volcanoes or whatever catastrophe has been hitting areas around the world, there's always something that creates a bit of a hardship. And yet it is through that hardship that we are going through this deep transformation and purging that forces us to pay attention and to have compassion with those around us and also compassion with ourselves. So the Festival of the Christ is very much about the essence of love, how to release that, what holds us back, to open our heart up to a greater love, to fill our life and all those that we come in contact with. And then the next celebration at the next full moon, which is May 16, is the festival known as the Vesak Festival, where Buddha descends and ushers the higher frequencies of love and light, but especially light, to those who are able to receive it and who then in turn are sending it to the earth and to all those they come in contact with to bring enlightenment to the world. And just as I talked about those areas around the world right now that are in a lot of pain and where there's a lot of chaos and a lot of hardship, light allows a new consciousness to be born that hopefully then gets humanity to make some new choices, choices of love, choices of peace, choices to help each other instead of using power over to, out of greed, to gain money or position or other things. It really needs more of a consciousness of equality in the world, and that is what the Hierarchy of Light and Buddha descending into the Vesak Valley is consistently helping and supporting to achieve in the world through us, through those of us who are willing to take in that light and carry it out into the world like torches of hope and liberation. And then the last festival, and that will be at the third full moon, which is June 14th, is the Festival of Humanity, where we celebrate our alignment with our divine I Am, and focusing truly on letting thy will be done through us, using the statements, the I Am statements, to anchor heaven on earth, to focus on a divine purpose that we don't fully know, but to let that come through us in whatever form we can to help manifest a new way of life here on earth. And so all three festivals are really interconnected. Love, light, and power, the power to hold the space for spirit to work with us and through us. So with these three festivals, we really incorporate what that Christ consciousness is about. It's really not about a religion, but it is about opening up to our master self, to our Christ itself, to that divine self is in us that understands the importance of opening up to something greater in us, to let it work with us and through us. So today we are really celebrating the Festival of the Christ. And I invite you now, as we are going to play the first piece of music before Saint Germain comes through and talks to you directly and takes you on a journey, I invite you now to really close your eyes, to become aware of your heart. And I know many of us have been going through quite some intense times, either intense times because we've lost something or we've been physically challenged. 2022 certainly hasn't been an easy year to start off with. And it is kind of hard sometimes when we are going through these difficulties, when we have lost a loved one or a dear friend, and it might be a furry friend, you know, one of our animals or whatever. It's kind of hard to stay connected to that vibration of love, because that means that we really have to open ourselves up to the pain that is still there, the pain, the sorrow, the emptiness, the sadness. And yet that is the only way to true liberation, is by being in that essence of facing what we feel, holding the space to feel it without judging it, and allowing the fire of transformation to transmute the intensity until all there's left is our true divine essence, is our true heart space, is that part underneath all the movement, underneath all the human stuff. It is the part that is spirit, the spirit within us. And today, with the Festival of the Christ, we really want to open ourselves up to that infusion of love that gives us the strength and compassion to be with ourselves, whatever that looks like, to not judge it, to not want to change anything, but to just be with ourselves, to just be and allow ourselves to just unfold in whatever time or way it needs. We are certainly living in a society that is very, very action-oriented. It is oriented on the outer a lot more, how you look, what you have, what you own. And there's also a lot of instant gratification. Look at what you can order online and then it already gets delivered to you the next day. And yet this process of love, that can't be instant gratification. That has to be a journey into the depths of your own inner darkness and underworld to bring to light all those pieces of yourself that you haven't been willing to look at. Is that painful? Is that a challenge? Absolutely. And yet the outcome will make it worthwhile. And some of us haven't even seen the full outcome yet. So it's even more so of a challenge to continue on that journey. And yet we have to have trust and faith that there is purpose in all of this, because there is synchronicity. Everything happens for a reason. Everything has purpose. Everything is interconnected. And we have to believe that for us to experience a liberated state that we so much yearn to experience, a lightheartedness, a joy, a sense of openness that allows us to experience miracles every moment of our life. And so I will hand this now over to music played by Mike. Thank you, Mike, for bringing through the celestial realm through your music. I invite everybody who's listening to close your eyes, to just open your heart to even to the pain, even to the emptiness, to the loss, whatever it is, to just be willing to open your heart to receive the infusion of love that you're going to receive here with this. Because every time we have a full moon, it is a rite of passage. It is an initiation. It is a death and rebirth. And the Festival of the Christ, more than any other festival, is about a death and rebirth. It is about recognizing what we've been carrying as our own unique cross in life, and being willing, not just being willing to let go of it, demanding now to let go of it. Demanding from our divine I Am presence that the time is now to be free of the wounds and the sorrows and the pain of the past. The time is now. So close your eyes, open your heart up, and just let the part of you die that wants to control, that is terrified, that is bringing up 100 reasons why you shouldn't be moving forward. Let yourself die so that you can be resurrected again. That's what the Festival of the Christ is all about. Your spirit guides are with you. Everyone is with you. Everyone wants you to succeed. So just close your eyes and let the music touch you at the deepest recesses of self so that you can safely die and be resurrected again. Greetings, my beloved children of the light. I am Saint Germain, and as always, my love is with you. And love is what the Festival of the Christ is all about. I understand that some of you feel overwhelmed at this time. Love is such a loaded word, isn't it? Sometimes the touch, the connection needed for love to be expressed can be overwhelming, especially being in human form, especially considering what you've been through, many of you. Looking at the last 2 years where you had to be by yourself, where you had to be isolated in so many ways, and now you're asked to open your heart yet again. We understand that you're tired in many ways, that it seems to be an uphill battle to walk the path of enlightenment. So many times you are going through a destined rebirth. You are letting go of layers and layers of the past, that you wonder how much more can you take, how many more layers need to be released before you become the truly liberated self. And is there even an ending to this process? Or is this process an eternal process that never ends, that will continue forever? And I'm here to tell you that the process changes. You are walking a path of ascension, yes. You're walking up the ascension spiral, so to speak. And so certain experiences you've had in the past might reappear, but always a little less, always less effective, because you have a different consciousness level now. You make new choices. You're not going to be as weakened or as afraid as you were before. All of you have grown so much. I want you to know that about yourself. And yes, your body might be in pain right now because what is going on Earth is very intense for the human being. You've been bombarded by many solar flares. You've been bombarded with frequencies that shake everybody up on Earth. Not just everybody, everything. The frequency is changing. Your body is adjusting to it. And even so, you might go on a healthier diet, you're still in the midst of humanity. You're still in the midst of so much chaos, so many toxins because of the lifestyle that humanity often chooses. And you can't simply ignore the need of certain circumstances that make you part of a society. There's certain rules, certain requirements to make you a viable person within a society, like going to work, like having money to pay your bills. We understand that. And it is by doing that, what you must to be part of society, that you can infuse your light, your love, your essence, your spirit within a structure that simply no longer works. But the awakening that is taking place on Earth cannot be by ripping a band-aid off. It cannot be a form of a shock to the system. It has to be through love, through kindness. And yes, we know that there are times that you even wonder if the love and the kindness can even be accepted by the many. But that's not where it starts, does it? It starts with the love and kindness and gentleness and generosity and respect towards your own self. It starts with you defining your environment as to whether it's supporting your frequency or it is not. And yes, there will be times where you have to compromise. Of course, there always is that when you live as part of a society. Otherwise, you move into the desert or into the mountains and become a recluse. And that is not the answer either, because you're here on Earth to assist in the awakening of humanity. So you have to make new choices. And the choices do not start with simply changing things on the outer. The choices start with you sitting down in stillness and truly asking yourself, asking your heart space, how you take, what brings you joy, what brings you lightheartedness, and make yourself a list of what it is that you want to focus in your life on. We see so many of you walking the path of enlightenment and just taking one day after another. And part of that is the fear of making a choice, the fear of making the wrong choice. What if you choose this path and then it only is going to be shown to you that this was the wrong path, or this doesn't bring happiness, or this doesn't bring lightheartedness? I understand. You're asked to let your divine I am work with you and through you to bring heaven on earth. So why even make a choice? But the key in all of this is that you can choose and re-choose. Keep it simple. Ask yourself in your life, what has brought you joy? What has filled your heart up with lightheartedness? What has eased your load? You know these answers already for your divine I am to help with bringing that into manifestation. And yet you have to define your path. You are the portal through which spirit comes to earth. So it is your vision. It is your mind that brings through the feelings, that brings through the action. Your system, you're the filtering system that brings heaven to earth. And before I take you on a journey, I want to remind you of the time that the Christ was crucified. Now, there are many stories about it. Some even believe that the story of Jesus being crucified is not true. It really doesn't make a difference what you believe. I want you to think about the metaphor, the meaning of what Jesus has gone through. He's allowed himself to be tortured, to then be nailed to the cross, to then experience utter loneliness, screaming to God, "Why have you forsaken me?" Now, how many of you have already experienced that in your own life, in your own unique way? It's crying out to God, crying out to us, why are you not here helping us? Why have you forsaken us? Why am I in pain? Why is this happening? Why am I experiencing this tragedy? Being on your own personal cross, right? So there are those moments in your life when you go through a dying process, a dying of the old, a dying of something that no longer serves you. And sadly, often it is through the physical condition that you are being redirected to pay attention to your own self in a new way, to make some new choices. But it is about that moment when you experience and not run away from that feeling of utter loss, of utter emptiness, of that absolute loneliness. It is in facing that loneliness where you don't even believe that God has your back or the universe has your back or that God exists or the universe is something more than stars and planets. It is in those moments that you fully empty yourself, that you are nothing. And it is in that emptiness, in that space, that you can move out of loneliness into all oneness. It is a moment when you stop to struggle, when everything falls away, because you can no longer fight. You can no longer do anything. You can just let go. And in this letting go, in this emptiness, you become an open vessel for the infusion of spirit that allows you to release the cross and to be resurrected into your own new life. And so I want you to take a moment now and take a few deep breaths in and out. Let yourself think deep within your own inner self. Let yourself fall into your darkness, into your pain, into that feeling of loss and loneliness. Don't hold back when the tears are coming. Let yourself feel the parts in your life that you can't control. You can't control death. You can't control certain elements in your life right now. Just feel that desperation and don't judge it. Don't judge it. It's the battle between your divine self and your human self. And there comes a point where the struggle ceases to exist, where you can let yourself fall into the abyss, into the unknown, into the empty space. And I just want you to be in that emptiness and just feel the depths of nothingness before I take you out of this place and resurrect you into the light. It is time for you to let go of that cross. It is time for you to let go of everything and open yourself up to the light that is being offered to you as a pathway out of the darkness, out of the emptiness, and reaching out from beyond is a hand reaching to you. For some of you, it will be the hand of the Christ himself. For others, it will be the hand of someone that is significant to you, whether it is a spiritual guide or someone who has passed on and who's now reaching out to you to help you to let go and let God, to open yourself up, to open your heart up to the infusion of another essence of yourself, of a love that is so much deeper than anything you've experienced up to this point. Just let it in. Just allow yourself to truly open yourself up like a lotus flower and to be infused with this light that is the purity of spirit reaching to you, reaching into your darkness, reaching into your separation to remind you that you've never been separate from spirit at all. That the divinity, that spirit is in you. So let yourself be raised out of the void, out of the space, through a beam of light, held by the hand of a loved one, or a master, or an angel, moving you through the light into a sacred place that for many would look like an ancient cathedral. It is a place where you can truly feel the divine present. Every part of you feels light. Every part of you feels open. And those who've passed on that you had to experience to let go of, they are waiting you here because they've never been gone. They're here, whether they're dogs, cats, people, it doesn't make a difference. They're here awaiting you and wanting you to know how much you are loved and watched and how your success is so significant within all that is within the divine plan. You are part of the divine plan. They're opening up a pathway for you that is leading you to an altar that is at the center of this cathedral-like temple. And as you step to that altar, a bright light is shining upon you and upon the altar. And on the altar, there's a chalice, it's a pure white flame. This white flame is your divine essence. It is what you've been born out of, and it is what you're returning to, and it is what is infused in every cell of your body. It is your spirit self. And you can feel it calling to you. You can feel that it has a gift for you, a gift for your heart, a gift for your resurrection, a gift of a new sense of self, a new love for self, a love that is going to allow you to make new choices in your life, not choices out of judgment of self that come up from a place of harshness, but choices that come from a place of love and compassion and gentleness and caring. Because as you learn to love and accept yourself just the way you are, you're going to have a whole new relationship with the world that is out there. And because of the change in relationship, the world is going to offer you solutions and gifts and opportunities that before weren't even available for you. And if it might feel that this whole death and rebirth process is so painful and feels like such a waste, then please remember that what you do in this lifetime is never just about you. You've chosen to come to Earth at a time where Gaia truly needed you for the awakening process. What you do for yourself, what you go through, affects all of humanity. And that might even be a little bothersome for you at a time when you're in a lot of pain. And yet, I promise you, there's a solution for this pain, and it starts with another level of self-love, another level of creating healthy boundaries that allow you to go through your inner healing process for then the outer to catch up. Sometimes you have to step back before you can step forward again. So let yourself now open, be cracked open, not through harshness, not painfully, but through love. Cracked open even further by the divine light that is now infusing itself into you, opening you up, letting you dissolve and resurrect into a whole new experience of self. Receives this light now into your heart. You know that you're infused with this love and light into your heart. Let yourself remember that love truly is the only healing power there is. Love is truly the only answer there is. There always will be. So let yourself now be guided all the way along the path of light out of this cathedral-like sacred temple, all the way back to the physical body that you left behind, back to your body. And allow your body to truly integrate that infusion of divine spiritual essence into you, strengthening your own spiritual essence, strengthening your own connection to your divine self. And now that you can't force the process of death and rebirth, but this is the time of Ostara. It has been celebrated for thousands of years as a time of new beginnings, as a time to give birth to a new version of yourself. So now that that is what you're doing too. And often when you give birth to a new self, there is a bit of a struggle. There doesn't have to be. But being human, we've observed that part of the human experience is the struggle, as you need that verification that what is happening is real. But I'm here to tell you that everything you've been going through, the pain and the intensity, is your physical body restructuring. You are giving birth to a new human self. And in this, you're going to learn a whole lot about how to live in a new way, what choices to make that better suit to support not only your mental and emotional body, but also your physical body. We are there with you. We are showing you the way. You just have to be willing to slow down enough. Go into this place of stillness to hear us as we guide you in a new way. And sometimes the guidance is as simple as you learning to say no when you've given too much of yourself and you need to pull back and rest and recuperate before you can go out into the world to give again. Receiving is a key aspect of this process, and many of you have ignored the necessary and healthy way of receiving. Not the forced way of receiving, but a healthy way of receiving, where you're not waiting until you're running on empty, but where you observe your energy reservoir and you take necessary steps when you see the first signs of depletion. We are with you. These are momentous times. And the Festival of the Christ is about self-love, igniting a new level of love within yourself and a new understanding of what it means to surrender to your own divine self and the knowing that you alone cannot walk this path. Ask us and we shall help, always. Have a wonderful time of new beginnings now that you are going through a process of resurrection that is going to affect many different aspects of your life. Don't lose trust and faith. Always allow yourself to call on your divine I Am and us to help and support you at this time of awakening. But most importantly, choose how you envision your life to look to be more joyful, more lighthearted, easier. Make that your focus point. Remember, I've always told you the reality you believe in is the reality that you live in. So write down the reality that you choose to believe in. Energy follows your mind, your thoughts. Shift your mind, shift your thoughts, and create heaven on earth. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and I'm with you always. And it is so. Namaste.
What a great show tonight. Thank you, Brigitte. Thank you, Saint Germain.
Anytime. No, this was really beautiful, and I hope all of you are going to experience the beautiful infusion of love and light that it was meant to be for you. And I'm looking forward to connect with you again at the next full moon for the festival of Vesak, or the Vesak Festival. And that will be around May 16th. And we will stay connected either via Facebook. If you need to know the schedule, you can sign up for our newsletter on lightbridge101.com, or you can just become a friend on Facebook, and then you will be notified of the recordings as well. Right now, we've decided to continue with recordings. First of all, it reaches more people around the world. And secondly, with the situation with COVID, it is not 100% safe yet to offer these events out of the center yet. Maybe down the road, or hopefully down the road, hopefully soon it'll change and we can have the physical events in Clinton as well again.
And I believe next month, I think it's May 21st and 22nd, you're going to be in Allentown, Pennsylvania?
Yes. Oh, my God. We are going to have another expo. and that will be May 21st and 22nd in Allentown at Egg Hall. That's the agricultural center there, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
And it's from 10 to 5 o'clock both days. Come and visit us at the booth. I might even offer a lecture. I'm not sure yet if it's going to work out. But, yeah, come to the expo. It's a fun one. I've been doing it for many, many years. For me, it's like a homecoming. And there are many great vendors there that you can just enjoy and experience different kinds of support for healing and great different things to buy. So join us and come on by and have a good old time. I will also notify everybody of more details either via Facebook, and also through the newsletter. So just stay tuned.
Okay. Well, with that, I think we're going to wrap it up. We wish everybody a good holiday coming up.
Yeah, have a happy Easter, and we will stay connected. Love you lots. Peace out.